Prologue, The Awakening Moment. The breaking point beneath the surface. It began on a perfectly ordinary Thursday, the kind of day so forgettable it almost disappears the moment it ends. A sharp winter dusk draped the city skyline in silver and bruised purple as a man. 36 years old, clean-shaven, tailored in charcoal wool, navigated his luxury sedan down the 8-lane artery of a bustling metropolis. His name isn't important, because he could be anyone. Maybe he already is. Maybe he's a part of you. On paper, his life was flawless. A polished resume, a partner who looked stunning in every Instagram story, a corner office with panoramic glass. The very air he breathed smelled like success, filtered through leather seats and designer cologne. The dashboard glowed with LED precision, and on his wrist, a smartwatch pulsed steadily with metrics, unread texts, missed calls, blood pressure creeping too high, and a mild irregularity in his heartbeat. Nothing new. Earlier that day, he'd closed a deal worth nearly 8 figures, something his younger self once dreamed of, while sleeping on a futon in a drafty apartment during grad school. This was supposed to be the moment. The finish line after the endless race. And yet, as he merged into traffic surrounded by high-rises like glass fangs, the triumph he expected never arrived. Instead, there was a thud. Not audible, not physical, but visceral, internal. The kind of ache that doesn't announce itself until it has already swallowed you whole. He rolled into his affluent suburban driveway just after 7 p.m. Lights blinked automatically on. His home's voice assistant greeted him in a cheerful, feminine tone. The refrigerator hummed. The scented candles were already lit, thanks to a timed app on his phone. And yet everything felt wrong. Artificial. As if reality itself had grown tired of pretending. The moment it cracked. Still dressed in his tailored suit, he stepped into his immaculate living room. The silence wasn't peaceful. It was loaded, thunderous, a silence that screamed. He stood there for a second too long, unsure of what to do next. Then his legs gave out, not from exhaustion, but from something deeper, more existential. Something ancient, the weight of years spent climbing a ladder he never questioned, only to find it leaning against a wall he didn't even believe in. He didn't cry. He didn't scream. He just sat on the floor, his back against the cold edge of a leather couch, breathing like a man emerging from underwater. It felt as if the scaffolding of his life, title, salary, status, reputation, had all evaporated. In their place, a singular question arose from the silence like smoke from invisible fire. Is this it? There was no answer. Just the hum of the smart thermostat and the far-off bark of a neighbor's dog. The world continued, oblivious. But inside him, tectonic plates shifted. When the outer world collapses, the inner one awakes. It is often in these undramatic moments, the ones that never make headlines, where the soul begins to stir. Not in crisis, but in contradiction. A man with everything the world told him he needed now stood at the edge of himself, realizing he was a stranger in his own life. It wasn't depression in the clinical sense, nor anxiety as one finds in textbook symptoms. It was something far more pervasive, the absence of meaning in a life full of motion. That night, he didn't reach for alcohol or a screen. He reached, instead, for silence. He stared at the ceiling, wondering why success had betrayed him, why no one ever told him that the hustle he idolized came with a price tag labeled soul. And in that question, unanswered, raw and burning, something opened. Not a breakdown, but a breakthrough. The first fracture in the illusion. The first real breath after years of inhaling the lies of a broken world. This is how awakening often begins, not with fireworks or miracles, but with a quiet collapse. A moment that the world would dismiss as insignificant, but which inside feels like the birth of something vast, urgent, and sacred. You see, the truth doesn't always arrive with fanfare. Sometimes it shows up as an unbearable stillness. And if you dare to listen to that stillness, if you resist the temptation to numb it, scroll it away, or fill it with noise, you might find what he found next, the beginning of a new life. One built not on surface-level success, but on alignment. Not on applause, but on authenticity. Not on fear-driven ambition, but on awakened power. That moment was the start of a code. A code hidden not in some ancient scroll or billionaire's vault, but within each of us. Dormant, waiting. And now it is your turn to remember. He wasn't alone in this. Millions feel it every day. The gnawing question that creeps in between social media scrolls and late-night binge sessions, is this really all there is? The hidden pain of a perfect life. We are the most connected generation in history, yet lonelier than ever. Surrounded by comforts and conveniences that kings of old could only dream of, yet plagued by a gnawing discontent that dulls our senses and fractures our souls. We chase goals, build brands, unlock achievements, only to collapse at night in the sterile glow of a screen, wondering why none of it feels real. Burnout is no longer a workplace issue. It's a cultural epidemic. Consumerism promises meaning through material. Technology offers validation through likes. Productivity culture glorifies exhaustion. But underneath it all, something essential is missing. The heart of life, mystery, intimacy, belonging, has been buried beneath algorithms and ambitions. A whisper through the cracks. Yet in the darkest hour, something extraordinary happens. That night on the floor, the man heard a sound, not with his ears, but within. A whisper that didn't come from the world, but from something beneath it. It said nothing in words, yet communicated everything. Time slowed, breath deepened. Tears came, not from sadness, but from the quiet recognition that he had been asleep. That his whole life had been a beautiful prison, a performance without a soul, and that something ancient, immeasurable, and real was calling him to wake up. What if you're not broken? What if you're simply unplugged from something real? Something luminous, powerful, and eternally available, something humanity once knew but has forgotten? The glitch in the matrix. We are living in a fractured world, one where mental illness is normalized and spiritual starvation is disguised as ambition. But cracks are beginning to show. More people than ever are sensing the lie. They are questioning the status quo, not with rebellion but with reverence. They feel the glitch in the matrix. They sense that there is more. And they are searching. This book is for them. For you. Because the moment you begin to question, genuinely, humbly, you're already halfway awake. The very act of wondering, is there more, opens the door to a deeper realm of being that transcends what you've been told. Beneath the illusion of chaos and pain lies a hidden code. It is not locked away in some ancient text or reserved for the chosen few. It's inside you, right now, waiting to be remembered. The code they never taught you. What if there is a blueprint to joy that no one ever handed you? A spiritual technology older than history, yet adaptable to your modern life? What if you could access a power beyond your trauma, beyond your fears, beyond your past? Not by becoming someone new, but by remembering who you truly are, the you before the world told you what to be. This code isn't about blind optimism. It's about realignment with natural law. It's the convergence of cutting-edge neuroscience, ancient wisdom, emotional healing, and metaphysical truth. And those who activate it do not become followers of yet another system. They become sovereign, awake, luminous. They become the future human, free, loving, powerful, and whole. The beginning of your revolution. This book will not save you, but it may remind you. Remind you of the power you lost when you bought into fear. Remind you of the joy that bubbles just beneath the surface of every breath. Remind you of the radical truth that your life was never meant to be a grinding climb up someone else's ladder, but a sacred unfolding from the inside out. The world is burning, but from the ashes, something radiant is rising. Not outside you, but within you. And as you turn this page, your awakening begins, not as a concept, but as a cellular truth. This is the moment. This is your invitation. Wake up.